This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This guy had a rough day at work, too. He said, I work the afternoon shift. I'm a supervisor at a big car maker. This is how my night went. I had to share with you guys. I had bumble gut since I woke up. Got to work, felt a nasty one in the chamber, decided I'll just hold it in. 8.5 hours into my shift, it happens. I bend down to grab my pen and sneezed at the same time.
Well, why are you playing with fire?
That's Let bad luck say, when you bend down and then all that is happening all at once.
Dude.
That is.
If I ever bend over and sneeze at the same time, I'm pooping my pants.
Can I be honest?
I don't care what's on
if
deck.
If I have a poop on deck, you'll see me bend. Like, if I have to bend over, it's like this. I do one of these. Yeah, I'm like a woman. I'm like a real classy lady in a dress.
Yeah, me, dude. I've done it. It's so funny. I've totally done that.
I got it. I got the thing I dropped.
That's the same thing.
I'm not bending over.
I do like a curtsy almost because I was like, you can't be compromising the seal of your butthole.
Oh my goodness!
It's pretty good that you could do that, Chuck.
That was amazing.
You got that down.
He does have
you
it
had
down.
To do that before,
trust me. Trust me.
That's not jokes.
That is from a real place.
He wasn't as graceful, and he said it was a disaster. It went all the way down to his socks.
Oh my God!
Well, why are you holding it for 8 hours, man?
He said, "I just started here a few months ago. Does not help. I'm a big guy. Anyway, I had to go to my new boss. My new boss just started 2 weeks ago. I barely know the person. I tell him, listen." I just crapped my pants and have to leave.
Oh, no. Yep. Oh, no.
And then I had to call her waddling to the bathroom. It's a woman?
It's a woman? Your boss is a woman. You had to say that.
Yeah.
Could you say something else?
I've pooped my pants.
Chuck, why are you leaving?
I pooped my pants again.
I guess it was better. It was a woman. Like if it was, I was your boss, and you said that to me, I would feel bad. I'd be like, oh,
yeah. I'd be cool about it.
I'd be like, you get out of here. We're gonna get you out of here. No one's ever gonna know where this happened.
Yeah, it's gonna be your secret.
Because if it's a guy boss, he's like, go wash it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's
back
make
to the
fun
line.
Of you.
Attention, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
I have Bill in here, and Bill has just himself.
Right.
Yeah. Different reaction. So it's best it was a woman, I guess. So sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
That's terrible because I feel like there would have been people around, and they're going to know.
Just to have to tell somebody you work with.
Yeah.
Like, I live in fear of having to tell Dave I pooped. It's a thought
that's
that haunts
a fear.
It's a thought that's bubbling around in there on, like, one of these mornings.
Yep.
Where did Andy go?
Dave, I have to go home.
You have to go
Why
home.
Do you got
to
leave, dude?
Sorry.
But we have emergency ammonium if you need it.
No, we do, but nah, it's not going to stop what we have.
Hopefully I could just be like a private concern.
Well, yeah, we have talked
private
about it before
concern.
That if
private
if ever like something happened, like let's just say I walked out of here, you know, and you guys were like, oh my God, it's...
We would know.
We've got 30 seconds to go and... And then James is like, oh, no, Chuck's gone.
Yeah.
Chuck's gone.
He's gone now.
Nothing has to be said. We all know. Like, you would only ever leave because of that without saying anything.
That's the only reason, right? Like, that's you know.
Well, like, yes, someone in your family is not doing well.
But
or
I'd
you
tell
yourself.
You. I would tell. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You're right. That'd be
I'd
the only
tell
one.
You.
Just,
I'd be like, hey, my
you
dad's
just say I'm
sick.
Having stomach troubles.
Not feeling well.
It's not feeling well. I might be sick.
I like that.
Yeah. No, but if you've already done it, you can't. Like, it's not like I could walk in here and be like, so, I'm feeling a little bit. Yeah.
Send a text. I had tummy troubles.
I would just send the poop emoji. I would just send the poop emoji.
Just say you threw up.
Just tell me you have to go, and I'll go in there and be like, Chuck wrapped his pants, everybody.
Exactly.
Guess who's running the board today?
Yep.
This guy.
Jason the Jew says, I don't think I would have been welcomed back if I pooped my pants in the first 2 weeks of this show.
You would have had a world of hell.
We've dealt with things before.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, he doesn't.
We've had
you're
a pooper.
Fine.
We've had a pooper and a pisser and everything.
Not the first 2 weeks you've met that person, though.
It was pretty smooth.
Was it? Oh, my God.
Well, it didn't take long
before the smell started to...
Okay. Well, that was the one that was dripping all over the place.
It was clear we made a huge mistake.
Yeah, absolutely. But we were screwed. This has happened so many times. This woman said, I'm a woman, pooped myself at work, had to call my husband... And I had to pretend that he threw out his back and needed me to come home to get me out of there. Someone else said, I pooped my pantyhose the other day. It was horrible.
Oh, God.
What a horrible combo of words.
I pooped my pantyhose.
Can I be honest?
I have pooped my pantyhose.
You could take those pantyhose off.
I wish, like, that's the only time I wish I was in pantyhose. Is if I poop myself, I feel like
would it contain it?
Yeah, I feel like it would do it would a great help. Job.
Nothing depends on those things.
No. It would just slide down your leg right into your foot
well,
area.
I don't know. Like those things would be so tight. Poop? Think about how tight they'd be on my legs. It'd be tough.
But wouldn't it just come out the pantyhose? Yeah.
I think that stuff.
We used to use pantyhose to like put like chemicals and stuff in the pool.
If it's liquidy.
Oh, well.
Depends on the severity of the incident.
Yeah, the severity of the incident.
Like it's a solid deuce. Pantyhose might hold it,
but
you're actually pooping yourself, diarrhea.
Diarrhea, you're in trouble anyway.
Oh, yeah. Diarrhea, yeah. It won't contain. Nothing can contain diarrhea. Voice-changing technology. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Hey, prepared to peg.
Prepared to peg!
Yeah, twice.
Jeez.
Once at work, I ruined a pair of underwear. I was loading up a customer. And had the accident, went into the bathroom,
had the accident.
Took them right off.
Had the accident.
So I was commando at work the rest of the day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
At least your underwear caught it.
Once on the way home.
Oh.
And then on the way home and I ruined a pair of pants.
I mean, what's your diet like, sir?
You got the flu? What's going on there?
No, dude, my diet's cool. Actually, I'm on a diet. That might be the problem.
All of a sudden changing it up.
Fiber.
Yeah, it wasn't good, man. So the wife just took those pants and threw them in the trash.
Yeah, we lost a pair of underwear and a pair of pants that day.
Yeah, two incidents.
Well, let's keep those bowels intact today, fella. All the best.
Yeah.
If it keeps happening, go see someone.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to talk to your doctor about two times of pooping.
Someone said we would have just called him Jason the Pooh, not Jason the Jew.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, changed.
Yep. Lori on a regular line is in Rhode Island. Lori, have you pooped yourself?
Not me. I actually, first time caller. Whoop, whoop. I work for a hotel, and I had a guest who was checking in. And he looked a bit anxious, and, you know, you have to go through a process of credit card, ID, the whole, you know, thing before you can actually get the guest checked in. And he just had this look of urgency on his face, and all of a sudden it just went away. And you could tell that something had happened, and he got his key, and as he walked away, he had light-colored pants on, and the entire back of his pants was just covered.
Oh, no. What? How horrible.
That's terrible. God. So close.
Like,
check me in, give me the key. See, he waited. He wanted to go to his own private bathroom in a room. He should have just went to the lobby bathroom.
Listen, the lobby.
Just gotta go.
He didn't have
lobby.
Time, I think.
Well, those people waiting to get his key. He could have done in the time that so that
excuse
took,
me, where's your bathroom?
She can attest to this, too. Those hotel people take their time telling you all the stuff.
Like, oh, and then you
have a continental breakfast that includes waffles. And there's eggs. And there's fresh coffee and oranges.
And I'm telling you, every time we travel, like we go to Vegas and they're setting us up in the rooms or whatever. And so, like, usually it'll be groups of us arrive at the same time. And then we kind of sort of wait for everyone to be done so we can disperse. And I'll go and I'll be like, yes, I'll get my room. And they're like, yes, sir, here's your key. It's already ready. And then at least it's like, okay, can I get my room? And they're like, well, it takes Lisa 25 minutes almost every single time
to get a room.
No,
Well, they're like,
just the last time my room wasn't ready.
It's never ready, guys.
So yeah, you just go to the lobby. You don't want to hear the hotel spiel. Just need to poop.
Oh yeah. And I've had like hotels where it's like to try and find your room. Okay, here's a map, and then you've got to go here, and then you got to go around the corner, and I'm like,
yeah.
Are you kidding?
It's a maze.
Yeah, a maze to try and find your room.
When you need
to
poop, you don't need a maze. Oh, this is unfortunate. Woman said, I pooped my yoga pants in my boyfriend's car 2 seconds from the house. I just couldn't hold it.
That can ruin yoga pants.
Can I tell you what?
Huh?
Can I tell you what?
What?
That is a set of pants where you'd see everything. You'd
see
it all. There's no
turd.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, God. No.
That fundamentally changed yoga pants.
They were black. You couldn't see.
No, but I mean just
the pile.
Depends on.
Yeah, on the style,
it depends on, never mind. Mm-hmm.
You'd see the lump.
You would see definitely.
Oh, man. I don't want to think about that.
Usually it's not.
It's like one of the greatest things and one of the worst.
That's the most unsexy thing I've ever thought about when it came to yoga pants.
Yes.
A lady pooping them.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I know it's gross, but I bet there's a porn.
No.
There is. There's
pooped yoga pants?
Yeah, there is.
100%.
Come on.
1,000%.
Stop it. 1,000,000%.
Everything I own, all in.
Poop. What am I looking? What's... What, yoga pant poop porn? Is that what I'm looking for
yoga,
right now?
Yoga pants.
Poop. Porn.
Good job, Chuck.
I'm just
girl poops your yoga pants.
Yeah, right there.
Pants pooping videos.
Doubled his entire.
Oh my god!
I'm sure you watch these all the time.
No, it's not my thing.
Oh, okay.
I just knew.
That's more.
Well, you know all
that's
of.
That's more number
these
one.
Things.
That's the number two right there. Oh no, that's it. It's just number. Just
luckily,
I've
only
number one right now.
Number one.
But what's worse about that story is that
oh,
she
no, there's
did
number
it.
Two.
Okay. What's right worse about that left. Story is that she did it in her boyfriend's car.
You used the wrong term for
oh,
pooping.
Oh, God! Holy flip! That's so gross!
Look at the one to the right and above
no.
the blue jeans. Oh, my Lord.
The blue jeans. Dave had a visceral reaction to that.
Oh,
he
was
like,
not...
it doesn't exist. Don't worry. It doesn't exist.
I thought it would be contained. I thought...
Yeah, you're right.
Like a pudding shotgun exploded.
She had to tell her boyfriend about
yeah.
it.
Well, yeah, she's in his car. It's horrible. How embarrassing is that?
Real bad. That picture on there is horrible.
Anyway, enough of that.
That screenshot.
The last time I looked for yoga pant poop porn.
Yeah, it wasn't even as good as you'd think.
Did you think it would be good?
No.
I never thought it would be good, no. but I didn't think it would be that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Dave. Hi, Dave. Hello.
I understand that.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Penis, balls.
Penis to you, sir.
Humans are a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I was born for this moment to tell you this story.
Okay.
So to provide some backstory real quick, I'm a big guy, and my wife and I were trying to get healthy, so she wanted to go for walks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in addition to that, whenever my body tells me I got to poop, I have like maybe a 2-minute countdown to make it to a toilet.
Right.
So, yeah. We're out on a walk,
yep.
and I feel the bubble guts, so I'm trying to get home, and we're looking at houses, and I step into a pothole,
oh, no.
I twist my ankle,
oh no!
I fall down, scrape my knee, do like a front ninja roll into someone's front yard, and completely poop my pants.
Oh no, you just tripped and pooped!
So no that more sucks. Walks for you.
Yeah. So my wife is like, are you okay? And I'm like, well, I crap my pants. And she asks, do you want me to go get the car to get you? And I'm like, well, no, don't do that. I don't want to get poopy pants in my car seat.
Well, and what, are you just going to lie there with a pants full of poop until she comes back with the
walk.
Car?
Oh, my God.
You get up and walk.
Yeah, you get up and you walk.
I did exactly that. I got up and walked a half mile home, and holy crap, I had, like, red butt.
Oh,
so bad, man.
Listen,
I see what you're saying. Like, it was irritated.
Yeah. Every once in a while, like, I go for tremendously long walks super late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out there, this is last year sometime, and I was out there walking. I'm at the halfway point of probably a 2-hour walk. Mm-hmm. I've walked an hour away from my house. Time to turn around. I start heading towards home. It starts happening. And
so your poop clock?
It's ticking.
Yeah.
Now, I have the B-hole, like, Atlas.
Holding the world.
Holding the world.
Oh.
So it's very strong.
Yeah.
So I know I've got some time, but I make it about I'm a block away.
Yeah.
And this is when... It starts, like, help me, help, the pressure. And I'm walking this slow, like...
Slow, tight,
man,
right?
Slow
and tight.
That's as fast as I could go.
You're keeping it tight, though.
That's keeping it fully, but I made it.
Yeah, you were using the
cheeks. But there's nothing... Yes, I was. I was using everything.
Everything, yeah.
My core was sore the next day.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than being on a walk and then it hits.
Well, and I'm trying to, you know, do walks and things. And it's
walks,
like,
are dangerous. Yeah,
that's
what
Chuck described as, like,
to
my James.
That's my biggest fear.
Yeah, it did happen to James.
Poor James.
That's Halloween night too.
Yeah, bad.
What a way to ruin all that sweet, delicious candy.
Yep.
We gotta
believe
walk
it or not, we do actually have medical professionals that listen to this show, and one of them's with us right now. Kevin, you're a doctor. You wanted to issue a kind of a warning about this pooping your pants stuff.
Well, not really a warning per se, but just public service announcement. There is a condition called irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. It's pretty common that we see in the medical community, and it is treatable for a lot of people. And sometimes they feel alone, like, oh, I'm having this problem, but I'd encourage people to go into their doctor and talk to people about it. Because there's people that have longer commutes, no kidding. They actually know every single gas station or public restroom for that 30-mile stretch, because sometimes they get that urge and they just need to go. Mm. And again, it's a lifestyle consideration. It affects their social and work life. And I just really ask that people consider going to their doctor.
All right, Kevin.
Yeah, like, thank God. Like,
don't be alone, poopers.
No.
We've been covering poop for years. We got it. We know about the apps. We know about all of that.
Everything. Yeah. There's a lot of feel for people.
A lot of bowel problems.
I believe most of these are not irritable bowel, though. It's just bad day.
No, but the people that can't stop it at all, like, they've got 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's tragic.
Yeah. That's all an awful, awful thing to go through. Mm-hmm.
That's tragic.
I can't imagine. I just have to wear diapers.
Because even when I have, like, it's going to be horrible, like pure liquid death, I still have the ability to not go.
Yeah.
You know?
Rick, this happened to your dad, right?
For a while.
Well, yeah. No, my dad's he's a plumber, so he was down in a sewer with his partner, and his partner was walking kind of...
My Jesus, hell, you just can't say the S word.
No, you can't. You sure can't.
Well, we're talking about it, so...
I mean...
I know, but crap, poop.
We are...
Brown mud, whatever else you need to say.
It's a poop topic.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen.
I mean, at least he was a plumber working in a sewer.
Yeah.
Of all the places
you could... Yeah, but he got pooped in his face.
Yeah, so he had a face blast.
You know, that ain't good.
That's a horrible...
That's not good.
No.
I'll probably kill you. Corey's in Boston. Corey, you've had this happen.
I think you go right out.
Kissing the mushroom cloud.
Hi. First time, short time. Rip cord. Penis balls.
All of it, yep.
Penis.
Thank you. I just wanted to get it out of my system. I don't know when I can get through again.
Okay, no worries.
I was going to walk my dogs, but before going out, I had a large venti Starbucks and an Italian sub.
Oh, so, God, dude, ooh, what a combo.
Bad combo.
Jesus.
I
no chance.
It's like a laxative.
Still regret it.
Oh, yeah.
So on my second mile, I heard the gurgling in my stomach. I was like, okay, this is not good.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Lola, let's start running back. Let's start sprinting now. Let's sprint. And there were so many other dog walkers on our path. They kept stopping us to say hi. And it was my freaking nightmare.
No. Yeah.
Yep.
And I exploded in my pants mid conversation with this other person.
Oh,
and
you were talking to someone? Like,
yeah. And okay, I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, this is a nightmare. And she's pretty hot too.
Oh,
I was like, oh my God.
Naturally.
Yep, that's how it happens.
That'll teach you.
I mean, don't have a large latte and an Italian sub and then go for a run. No.
A large latte and an Italian sub is like what they give you the night before a surgery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's before your colonoscopy they give you that.
I won't even mess with coffee because of what it can...
Well, that's the thing. I'm not a coffee drinker, but that's a known side effect, right? Yep. That it can activate.
Bowel activator.
I mean, it seems to just clean me right out like those liquid plumber commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Voice changing technology. This guy... You pooped yourself. You were wearing something different at the time, I understand.
Yeah, I was actually wearing my kilt.
Oh, no.
Okay, but...
Well, it's good and bad.
Were you authentic and going commando, or...?
No, thank God I had my boxers. I was the only thing that saved my kilt. But the embarrassing thing was that I was about 5 steps from the bathroom with, like everybody else has said, the gurgling in your stomach, you're on borrowed time.
Yep.
I'm like, uh-oh, too late. I hit the door. I'm trying to clean. I find a bathroom that no one else is around. As I'm trying to clean myself up, mainly my legs, the door opens, and I think ninja'd my way from the sink to the stall without the guy actually seeing me.
Oh, man.
But he seemed to be in there for a particularly long time, so I think he saw me. But yeah, it was
terrible.
It took me about a half hour to clean myself.
Oh, half an hour. Well, if you don't have the supplies, you know, like it's not like you got the supplies. Yeah. If I poop myself here and I was trying to cover it up, it's at least a half an hour.
Yeah,
I'm a hairy guy. My legs are hairy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
You have to.
We have a shower here.
Shower.
Yeah, there's a shower.
Oh, yeah,
here.
That's what I would do.
That's the only way to handle it here. But
I mean, there's no shower.
Yeah, not everybody has a shower. What's crazy is these are all unsung champions, the ones that don't poop, because everybody like has these moments. I've had probably a million photo finishes.
Yep.
Like the same glory as like Olympians.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like
when you make it just in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My B-hole's a hero.
Yeah. That's what I'm right. saying.
Like it is. Like you guys don't understand it.
Like a Medal of Honor.
Right. Yeah. You guys don't understand it, but it's fighting for you every second.
Yeah. No, I mean, we know. And we appreciate it.
Photo finishes.
Hey, Chuck B-hole, thanks for your service.
Yeah. Like pants just got down like the end of a Die Hard movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like an explosion, and the hero is just outside of the explosive fire.
A million times.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about an email. I guess this is hopefully making this guy feel better. He's a supervisor at a big car manufacturer, just been there for a couple of months. His boss only started there 2 weeks ago. He had to go and tell her, that he had crapped his drawers all the way down to his socks. Mm. So a guy obviously had a horrible day, and a lot of people sharing his pain, like Joseph on a regular line here from Boston. Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
Hey, man, what happened?
How you doing? So I was backed up for a while, and I was like, well, I guess I got to take some school softeners because I couldn't go. And I took the school softeners for about 2 days, and nothing happened. And I was like, damn. Wow. And then my mother was like, well, take some laxatives. And I was like, Mom, I'm really not trying to, you know, myself. And then she was like, you won't, I promise. So I say, okay. So then I take them, and then every hour on the hour, I'm just on the toilet, liquid butt mud. Worst. Never wanted to do it again. But I still didn't complete. Like, there was still more. You know what I'm saying? So I'm go to bed early. So I go to bed, and I wake up probably about, like, 2:30 in the morning with just a gurgling. I'm laying next to my wife, and I'm like, oh, no. And then it just happened. And then No. I'm talking about... In the bed, Lisa. In the bed.
I'm so sorry.
God's worth of liquid butt mud. And then it gets worse. So I got to walk up 3 flights of stairs to, like, finish and or try to finish and then throw the drawers away. So then I walk downstairs and I throw them in what I think is the trash and I go to work the next day. And then my wife texted me, oh, how was your night? How was your stomach? And I was like, I pooped myself. And then she said, she goes, I'm sorry, babe. It makes you feel a little bit better.
She's a sweet woman.
And then she's like, well, why didn't you? Yeah, she's a sweet woman. She goes, why didn't you throw them in the trash and take them with you? And I was like, what do you mean I did? She's like, no, they're on the floor. So I left my poopy drawers on the floor.
He missed the garbage.
He missed the garbage.
Oh, Joseph, poor man. It's a bad time.
Oh, man, that's an understanding wife
Married
right there.
Life is tough.
Yeah. Oh my God!
How we have to deal with babe?
I'm just trying to piece some stuff. Looks like he had a rough night, and just wondering, off the top of my head here, why'd you leave your poopy drawers on the just in the middle of the floor? So gross.
Gross. Chris,
I got it though.
How you doing, Chris?
This is my lot in life.
Lisa three way.
Lisa three way.
So I was at this action sports camp when I was a kid. Shouldn't have been far from athletic. And I'm walking around with my little skateboard, you know, pretending to play the role of a skateboarder. And these skateboarder dudes are like, man, drop in on this kicker right here. So, you know, I'm trying to impress everybody. And I drop in on it, man. I fall and I crap all over.
Oh, my God. Skateboarding crap.
Jeez. Huge, though. My cabin was, like, on the whole other side of the camp. So, you know, I'm running, you know, got my skateboard to my butt, running, trying to find the nearest bathroom. Well, it was the woman's cabin that was the closest bathroom.
Yeah.
So I run in there. I take my poopy underwear off. I throw them in the garbage. I'm in there taking a shower, and 3 girls walk in. And I heard poop all over the wall.
Oh, my God. Lady.
Hi, Mom. You're going to need to pick me up from skateboarding camp.
Afternoon, ladies. As you can see, feces is everywhere. I'm trying to get to the bottom of whoever did that. I'm investigating.
I like that he was like,
check this out, boys. I got to move for you. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, that was wild.
You're gone. You got to leave camp, right?
I've never seen Tony Hawk do that.
Oh, no. So bad. This
That's
is a bad one.
Entrance.
I pooped my bikini last summer.
Another terrible sentence.
We've talked about that before too. It's happened.
But it's
right?
Just you're in a bikini. If you even if you have a bikini on,
you know that's online.
She says I was boating with some friends for a bunch of hours, drinking way too much. I ended up getting a very upset stomach. All I can say is thank God we were on a boat because I just jumped in the water to clean off.
We've seen videos of it before.
You know
right?
What though? Like jump in the water before.
Yeah.
Like, just man overboard it. You know what I mean?
You're
like,
right?
Even if the boat's skipping along and I realize I'm just...
Oh, yeah, I'll
just
jump
gonna
right
dolphin jump.
Let's go to Milford now, and Alex is joining us. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay. We're talking about people who've had unfortunate pants accidents.
Yeah, me and my dad, we worked together, and he would pick me up and drive us both in, and one morning he came flying in when I was standing on the porch, and... went to the car, got in. He's like, I'm going to have to drop you off and go home. I was like, well, what happened? He was like, halfway here, I was listening to Dave and Chuck, and they made me laugh, and I crapped my pants.
Oh,
I've been sitting
for
half an hour. You guys were the culprits for that. So, yeah, he had to pick me up and then drive me to work and then drive all the way back home sitting with crap in his pants.
Oh, that's terrible.
That won't be on our billboards.
I know. No.
We'll make you crap your pants.
Actually, that sounds great. That's not the worst.
Write it down.
We're running out of ideas.
Yeah. Because, like,
we'll make
been 17
crap
years.
Your pants.
Every true laugh doesn't start in your belly. It starts at your butthole.
Yeah.
Like, your butthole
travels up.
Yeah.
Jeez, you're right. We've had people tell
don't
us
make
that.
Your b-hole laugh.
I thought they were just exaggerating, right? Yeah. Like, I laugh so hard I poop myself or I piss myself.
Yep.
But I guess not. I guess
it's why, because
do.
Your b-hole is attached to laughter and a cough.
It is. Your b-hole's got you.
Oh, it's attached. Someone said that Chuck's b-hole deserves a brown star with valor.
Thank you.
Seriously.
It does. Lisa's in Massachusetts. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. First of all, I love you guys. You're so hilarious.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And it's okay. So I went to Punta Cana with my boyfriend, and you know, you get the stories about diarrhea and all kinds of things. Oh, no, I was fine. The day after I got home, it was like 9 days of surprise butt faucet. And so about 3 days in, I'm at work in yellow pants. And as soon as you feel like you have to go, you really needed to go about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I get up from my desk, walk like a duck to the bathroom, but I can't hurry, but I need to hurry. And it's like bridesmaids. I'm like, it's happening. It's happening. Mm. And sure enough, yellow pants.
Oh.
So I get in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know what to do. So I come back. Now, I don't sit right near the ladies' room, so I have to come back, and I just go, yep, I crap my pants. I'm going home. And that was it.
You just owned it. You owned it. Yellow. What are you going to do in
yellow pants? Yellow, you can't hide it.
Yellow pants, you're done.
Bad day.
It happened. Luckily, she did not poop herself, but it happened to my friend's wife. Everybody, when we went away, you know, we went away with this big group of people. Everyone was getting sick. Everybody. God. And the sickness wasn't puking. It was everyone was getting 24 hours of diarrhea.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh.
And someone got it right as we were like, everyone had to get on the bus to go to the airport.
That's my worst nightmare, by the way. Like traveling and then... You get sick from traveling.
Well, this is what this person lived with. And there was... So we thought we were getting on the bus and it would be a 20-minute ride to the airport. And then, like, well, hopefully you can just make it 20 minutes. And then the bus driver's like, hello, everybody. Having a great time. You all wish you didn't leave. And, you know, we're like, well, no, we want to leave. But he was like, we just had to make about a 6 stops.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
No.
That bus went to, like, 6 different places, right? Like, it had to go to, like, to pick up people. Yep. But in a weird twist of fate, it kind of worked out.
Oh, she could go to the bathroom there?
So, like,
different resorts.
We talked to the guy and we're like, listen, this person has to get off, like, every time.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I guess that did work
out. And so it did. It worked out. But can you imagine, like, the travel day?
I can't imagine.
Come on.
It's horrible.
Anonymous is in the Tampa Bay area. You had this happen to you, madam.
Hey, guys. Yeah. So, long-time listener, love you guys.
Thank you.
So, I work for a dog kennel, and I went in early one morning. Of course, I had the bubblies. Mm-hmm. And so, I get in there, and I'm waiting for the other person to come in and help. So, I just start cleaning. But the other person had, we have the bathrooms, but they're locked. You have to have a key. Well, the other person had the key. So, of course, I'm in the kennels, and then it just hits me. So I actually had to go inside the kennels, but I actually had to take a dog and throw him out of the kennel. And I basically was just like, move over. I got to go.
Oh, you pooped, so you pooped in a dog kennel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That dog was like, what's like, happening?
What is wrong
dog's
with you,
like,
lady?
There you go.
Dog's like, I felt so horrible. The dog just looked at me every time from there on out. And then, like, right as I'm spraying out the cage, the person comes in and they were like, was that the dog? And I was like, yes, absolutely, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah, you blame the dog.
The
dog has to take the fall.
Oh, my God.
Jeff's in Naples. Hey, Jeff, you had this happen, too.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I was starting a new position in a school. Real excited to go in and teach, and I guess I didn't pay attention to my morning diet, and I got to the back door, and on my way in, pooped myself and had to teach the day with no underwear on.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
goodness. At least you didn't poop in a classroom, because then you'd never recover from that.
That was my math teacher.
Yeah, there's no recovery.
All right, Jeff, thanks, man. Your math teacher pooped herself.
She did not poop herself. She let out a minute-long fart.
Oh.
And she was like, excuse me, I have to be excused. As she was teaching, and I was in the front, she had put me in the front because I was a problem.
Right.
You know what I mean? She wanted me right there. But sure. It was like, this is probably a bad idea, having me so close.
You have see everything.
Yeah.
And the whole class heard it, and with every step, more came out.
I can't believe how many stories you have. You have so many stories about
it. A lot of stuff has happened in my life.
Seems like it, yeah. Like, so, like
a lot of
tons.
Poop. A lot of poop.
And cram around it.
Yeah.
You have so many stories.
Story after story.
Hour three of a 14-hour drive to Florida, pooped myself.
Quite a life.
Had to find a tiny little town, took my pants off. I drove the last 11 hours to Florida with no pants on. Glad I didn't get pulled over.
No pants.
You just
on the
Porky
house.
Pigged I mean, it the rest
oh
of the way.
God.
Well, I thought that's what I thought the girl was going to do with the yellow pants. Like, I thought she was going to, like,
oh,
hopefully
can't,
have
can't
a...
Can you imagine Lisa just comes in here without pants on? You can't do that.
No, but, you know, like,
you
so...
Mean?
I was
no,
just...
Like a long enough shirt.
If you had a long enough shirt...
No.
If you had a long enough shirt, you just own it for about 5 seconds and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, you just try to be a blur.
Yep.
Try to be a blur.
And we'll take one more call here. Alex is in Fort Myers. This happened to you in Baghdad.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Love you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, so it was 2007. I was in Baghdad, and I must have ate or drank something that didn't agree with me because I was on guard duty for 12 hours, trying to hold it, kept getting worse and worse, and there was a port-a-john right at the bottom of the 20-foot ladder of the guard tower. So relief finally gets there. I start climbing down the ladder as fast as I can. I make it about 10 feet down, and it just explodes.
Oh, no.
Now, mind you, I have my pants tucked into my boots. So it really had nowhere to go. So I get down to the bottom of the ladder. I get in the port-a-john. My friends are all laughing at me. There's no toilet paper in there. And the guys in the guard tower start taking rocks and throwing them down the vent pipe. And from 30 feet up, it makes a pretty big splash.
Oh!
Down that toilet, yeah. So, I went out there much faster than I went in. It was pretty bad.
Oh, that's what horrible, horrible
oh, my God.
People. That is so bad.
Oh, man. You just, some, it's like they always say, it's intense boredom.
Yeah.
Followed by, like, bursts of, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
Right? So those guys are bored. Exactly. They have piles of rocks just ready to blast someone who goes in the bathroom.
Yeah, they're going
to
splash your butt.
Poor Alex. Thanks for your service, man. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Don't drink Baghdad water.
Military guys have so many poop stories. I've heard them all.
Yeah.
My husband.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a wild life.
Yeah. Poor guys. I mean, they're out sometimes in the middle of nowhere, right? And if they have something by mistake that they shouldn't have had to eat or drink.
Yeah. The dudes I feel bad for are the guys that are in, like, they're in those armored vehicles or they're in like a tank and you're there with like four guys.
Oh yeah.
And, it's like, well, we have 8 hours. We have to go. There's no getting out.
Yep.
Like, we're on the move and one of your buddies drops a deuce right there.
War, man.
War.
I've heard of, like, guys hanging from trees.
Yeah. trying to deuce.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Because they can't go sometimes,
right?
Too.
Yeah. They get all bound up.
Oh, wow.
You know it works. Hanging from a tree. All right. I'll try it.
I'll give it a whirl.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm just going to lay this out
gosh,
here.
What?
All right. What's wrong?
What's wrong?
What is your problem
before
now?
I'm busted doing this in my office by someone. I'm just going to make a confession.
Busted in your office? What are you doing in your office?
Jerker's right. Leave him alone. Let him do it, guys.
Let him do it. He needs to relax.
It's not jerking. I bought something that was sent.
A fleshlight.
Is it a foot massager?
Is it a yoga? Is it a treadmill?
You're closer.
The yoga thing?
Do you got one of those thigh masters?
Is it one of those
foam roller?
Is it zap your belly?
Is it a massage chair?
No.
Is it a
foot massage?
Belly zapper.
Is it one of those poles that helps you to massage yourself?
No, I don't even know what that is.
And there's like, it almost looks like a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah.
And people use it to massage their back. And you buy a Hitachi
wand?
I'm
kind of having a bit of, it was like a definite impulse buy.
Butt plug.
It was one of those.
That is an impulse buy.
No, that wasn't it. It was one of those things where it's like a timed thing on Amazon and it was 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You were like, meh.
And I thought, that seems amazing.
But it's something that you would do in your office.
Yes. And I was just going to do it and not tell you guys because I knew you'd make fun of me. But I thought before someone busts me doing it and is confused by what's going on, I figure I'll just make a confession.
Were you just doing it during the last break?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even opened the box yet.
Oh.
I was like, what did I miss when I walked by his office? Mm.
It's an under-the-desk elliptical.
Okay, so it's like my old idea. Remember I had that idea like a million years ago?
I guess.
That like you could have something under your desk. It would like you either like riding a bike. So you have...
Can you show us?
I'm going to bring it up here.
So you have a legitimate...
Shouldn't
like,
you have it here instead of in there? You're in here.
No, thank God he doesn't have it here.
I'm in there for like almost 2 hours before the show starts.
Yeah.
So you are pedaling away.
I will be, hopefully.
If you put it in the studio, it would be out
You're
of
right,
breath.
I'd be...
Yeah, this...
that's true. I guess you could.
I think I came up with this idea 15
Good morning.
Years ago.
Right, it's David Chuck the Freak. Yeah, I couldn't do it in here.
News.
There it is.
This is...
Just look at it.
It's something like this.
I can't wait till someone is like, I hear Dave in there. He's jerking off for sure.
Well,
he's 100%
and that's what I thought. My door's closed.
Yeah, you'll be able to hear it, right?
And I thought you'll hear a machine and you'll hear me possibly.
Go get it. No, I want to hear how loud it is.
No, it's not even. It's in two boxes, not even open. It would take forever. It's something like this.
It says whisper quiet.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
But it's supposed to be.
But that doesn't. Of course, it's for old.
Shows
ladies.
Me an old broad using it. Yeah. That's too bad.
It's the first photo.
Of course.
Too.
Yep.
Finally,
there you are, Dave. There you are.
There you are.
Yeah, nice shoes you got.
Is that the one you bought?
Something like that.
I'll have to look it up and see. Is it too weird, you guys? I just thought
it's
okay,
definitely it's, whatever it would have.
Think this through with me. My thought is. You know, I do go to the gym a couple times a week when I leave here to work with the trainer, but I want to get more cardio in.
Here's the thing. That doesn't do anything.
I don't think this works. It's a ripoff.
It's not doing anything. You can legitimately ride a bicycle for 18 miles. And it doesn't do much for you.
It's probably good for someone old, like with joint problems.
It doesn't do anything for
you. Get circulation
going. You can ride a bike for 18 miles. That's doing something for you.
It doesn't do, it hardly does any, riding a bike almost does.
Oh, that's bullcrap.
No,
you ride
it's
a bike
not.
For 18
Look
miles,
it up.
You're burning a lot of calories.
You're not. Well, if 18 miles, maybe, but
No one rides 18 miles.
I feel like with this thing, like, you'd have to really get after it.
Exactly. Like really, you really, and then for sure.
It is. It's for people who don't have blood in their
they
legs.
They can't even move their legs.
They're just stuck on a couch.
Yeah.
Watching TV all day.
You know, they're just trying to move something.
They can't even walk, a lot of them, probably.
Like, there's no resistance.
See, I knew this is what I knew you'd...
They say it's quiet, we wouldn't have heard it, maybe.
I had always said that... So I think my idea was that it would be like something that you could pull out from your desk that was like a mini treadmill. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to work standing up, you could work standing up, but then walk at the same time. Sure. 'Cause they say that sitting is like the worst thing for you.
Well, here's the video.
But this thing, like, that's doing nothing. What, you're going to work out your ankles?
No, it says, listen.
I have the volume up. I don't know why.
Okay, I guess maybe there's no volume. It just shows you how they
It's just
it.
Showing. Like, I mean, you're really killing it there, huh? Like, look at all that motion.
It targets your abs and core, Chuck.
It's doing nothing for your abs, dude.
It targets your hip flexors, which, you know, I'm...
You have to be careful with those hip flexors.
Right. Target my glutes.
Got to stretch those
get
out.
My nice tight nice thong. Ass.
That lady was wearing a thong.
Yes, she was.
Your quads and hamstrings.
I'm telling you right now, that is the only thing that's working out
calves.
Is your ankles.
You'll have great calves.
I'll have great calves.
You are going to
have a nice tight ass.
Like, look at Dave's calves.
Your ass is not doing anything there, dude.
It says it targets
I know
your
it's
ass.
Saying it, but it's not. I'm just pointing it out. Just right now, pretend you're riding a bike. Number one, you can barely move your legs. You're going to really, you know, you think it's you're going to be moving like this? You're not. You can't even get your legs up that high under your desk. You're going to be doing this. It's nothing.
No, I never thought about my height.
No.
I might be too tall for this.
You probably are.
You have to be careful, too. Like, you don't... You're going to end up pulling something.
He's already got plantar fasciitis or whatever.
He did that goddamn ankle exercise too much.
But that's why I also looked into this, because, you know, I haven't been able to do cardio ever since I got that thing in my heel where it's like heel spur or whatever it's called. So I thought, well, this could be the solution. I can do this. It's not putting any pressure on the heel as
it's
much.
It's definitely not putting any pressure on anything.
You think it's all BS?
No, seriously. Look up riding a bike health, like calories burned.
Great help for the disabled.
I saw that.
Great help for the disabled. That's who it's for.
People that can't walk.
It's for.
Oh, come on.
You can walk.
Dave just doing his disabled workout, guys.
You burn 48 calories a mile, Chuck.
If you're going 14 miles an hour...
At 20 miles an hour, you'd burn 56 calories a mile.
I'm just saying, it's not like a bike is not even close to good. Like, if you're going to make a choice to do something, you might as well. It's like running is your best bet. Walking, I think, is second. But like riding a bike, just because you don't pedal the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll get to a corner, you got to stop pedaling, and then you're just kind of cruising. Mm.
Can't you do the elliptical at the gym?
Here's my thing. When I go to the trainer, I get a good workout in, but those days I don't. I can't. After work, I'm so tired, I don't do it.
Yeah.
So I thought if I do it here, at least I'll get that out of the way.
You should have just went ahead and bought a full treadmill. I mean, they have it. We have a full gym here.
Yeah, but I can't. I don't have my computer and all my stuff around me. I need my printer, my computer. I'm just saying,
there's no way.
Can they get you a laptop, maybe?
And I'll say this.
One stone.
If you... The Where, reason yeah. that I... Even back in the day when I was like, man, this under the table, this under the desk, pull out, you know, treadmill would be such a great idea. The reason I was like, it won't be a great idea is because when I'm on an actual treadmill, if you try and do anything, read, you can't. You can't. Mm-hmm. You're moving too much. Like, you move too much and it's like you can't get anything done. So that's why you'd be able to get stuff done because you're only kicking your ankles. But it's also not going to do anything for you.
I mean... Again, I made this purchase. I had 3 minutes left to do my research, so I didn't do enough because someone said 100 calories burned in the first hour. That's nothing.
Right. That's
when
what
I'm
I mean,
on a treadmill,
or that,
I do like 500-600 calories every time I'm on like one of those. Like, right. I burn that much.
Mm. Because you're only moving your ankles.
They say you really feel the burn in your butt.
Mm. I don't think you will.
Yeah, but it's like I'm 65, no cartilage left in my knees.
Yeah. Success. You gotta keep reading, Dave. Like, I had a copy.
Double hip pain.
I ran 10 miles a day, 7 days a week for 35 years. Now I'm 65. I've got no cartilage left in my knees. I did a step aerobic video every day for 14 years, but now I can't even do that anymore. Too much vertical up and down on my lower joints. I got bad knees, double hip pain, and osteoarthritis. I still walk a mile and swim almost a mile every day, but my metabolism must be slowing down now. I'm gaining weight. I sit at the computer a lot, so I got a Cubby Pro. It's great. I'm off my legs, and the weight of my joints is much less. I can burn calories all day long while I work.
Okay, fine.
That is funny.
I haven't opened it, so I can return it.
Yeah, I would return it. It's just not going to really do what you're hoping it's going to do.
Yeah.
And opening it, you'll just discover that. You'll discover you'll be banging your knees. Can you imagine Dave's banging his knees off of his desk? The only way he'd be able to do it is if he turned sideways to do it.
But then,
and then he's trying to work. I can't work.
But then he'll hurt his hip that way.
Oh, yeah. He'll throw his back. He'll throw his back.
I didn't think about the height thing because, I'm trying it here.
Yeah, you can't do it here.
That's crazy. You'll shake the radio station apart.
Yeah, exactly.
It's an earthquake.
Yeah, it was like California goes nuts.
Clocks are falling off the walls. On-air signs are blowing up.
I should have read more reviews. This is another one and just another old
person. I'm retired and home state of Florida. Always find excuses not to walk, to ride a bike. It's too wet in the morning, hot during the day, and mosquitoes at night. With the Cubby, I'm getting over 10,000 strides in a day. Rather than just sit with my feet up, there's always going to be the Cubby. I feel better mentally, knowing I'm getting in some exercise and physical activity to help my health. Who else you dealing with, Dave?
Yeah, there are a lot of old people like
some
this.
Some people are pissed.
Okay. I'm trying to see.
Effortless.
I'm just trying to see the people that are upset with it.
Apparently it clicks after you use it.
I was happy till it started squeaking.
Yeah, there's a lot of it starts squeaking.
I don't like a squeak.
Goddamn thing. Don't like a squeak.
It squeaks, it clicks.
Yeah, people don't like the certain things about it, I guess.
I ride it for 4 hours. I burn 75 calories. 4 hours a Cubby.
That's not a lot. Anyway, so yeah, that was my impulse.
See, there it is. Short and the sweet of it, you're not going to get a huge workout. You're not really going to shed any pounds. It's for people who are disabled.
No, it's not for people who are disabled.
It is.
It's not. That's not how they market it.
You can barely.
It's their target demographic.
Yeah. No. You can barely move your hips. Yeah. So they want you to be able to sit but still move.
Yeah. It's an easy workout for.
No resistance. So it's great.
I'm always looking for the easy fix.
I know.
And I burn myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told us because if I would have saw you on this.
I'm glad you told us.
Jason the Jew said, I'm glad you told me because I'd be shocked when I walk into your office at 5 a.m. and I heard heavy breathing first.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't talk to Dave if there's loud banging and heavy breathing.
Plus, you can see it. Your desk is open.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, we could see it. We'd see your little feet. Yeah, what's Dave doing there?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh, Dave, hey. You imagine we, sat in Dave's office still, and, we're trying to get stuff done, but he's, in there just... You guys got any ideas? Want to talk about some stuff?
Bit distracting.
Would maybe get a little much, I guess.
I respect your moxie, though, for wanting to do something.
You know, I just wanted to see if I could get a little more exercise in my day.
Purchased a device for disabled people.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Damn it.
I wonder if it has auto mode where just you just strap your feet into it and it just like, oh, it's rotating me around.
Are you getting one of those sit-in showers, those enclosed showers next?
Oh, yeah, the bath.
Oh, what is
it
called?
Yeah.
Bath fitter.
Bath fitter, yeah.
That's so you can step in. I feel safe.
I used to almost slip every day and end my life until I got bath fitter. Now I sit down in the shower. I tell you, it's nice. I was having my hip repaired. The doctor recommended that I look into a pedal bike for my post-surgical physical therapy. And I'll say this was by far the product that has changed my recovery process. I'm thankful beyond words.
Fine. It's just for old people with bad hips.
It is.
But I have some hip issues, so I thought maybe that can help.
Well, maybe it will.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you're not able to work out at all?
Well, I can if I force myself to, but
it hurts.
Yeah, it's... My heel hurts like a mother.
The truth is, like, riding the bike, it just sucks for you.
Just lift weights.
It's not.
My 87-year-old grandma has one. Damn it.
Well, there's the cup.
Yeah. Oh, I'll buy it. I'll buy it half price. I'll buy it off you.
I need a copy.
Yeah. So my other one, I burned it out.
Disability Dave is a beast, someone says.
Ever since I got my hip replaced.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Well, I guess it's going to be...
Are you keeping it?
I don't know.
You don't ship it back?
It's going to... It weighs about 100 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It is so... I lifted the box, and I didn't bother opening it, because I'm like, oh, that weighs...
Well, it's got to be enough that it doesn't... You don't move it.
Yeah, it can be a little fine.
I guess. But anyways, I'll still decide. I may try it just to see if it does do anything or if I like it. But I didn't take into consideration my height. I mean, this is about the height of my desk, and I don't have a lot of.
I saw a thing, movement. A commercial for a thing that zaps your legs and feet.
You'd be better off to get a TEMS machine.
It, like, zaps them.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, it was all old people in the commercial, like, real.
Yeah. My dad has one.
Yeah, because I guess it's, like, good for their circulation or whatever.
Oh, I don't know about. My dad has something for his back. He zaps his back to, like, keep it strong, boy.
You know who has one of these?
Who?
Is Al Beck.
There's your dead giveaway.
That's a bad sign.
I'm sorry. It's a dead giveaway. No, we're going to talk to him.
We're going to try and talk to him here with our new board. Al?
Yes.
So you have a cubby?
Something very similar to that. Yeah, no, you just start sending me links, Dave. If I would buy it, don't do it. Because I am perfectly comfortable being a 32-year-old, 97-year-old man.
Yeah, no, I get it. But do you find that it's given you a good workout?
You know what? The one I have, you can adjust the resistance on it, and you'll feel it in your legs if it's similar to the one I have anyway. But it's basically an elliptical without the arms, which is why I got it, because I like the elliptical, I live in a very small apartment, so I don't have room for a treadmill. So I got that as a space saver, but I just would rather go out inside and walk, which was what I should have done and saved money.
Did you get your heart rate up with it?
You know, I don't own anything that measures my heart rate.
Yeah. I've heard you can actually still eat pizza while riding.
Proven. Proven fact.
No doubt. You can do anything while riding.
Yes. Yeah. But no, I tried the version, because the one I have, you can stand up on it like an elliptical, or you can spin it around and sit in a chair. And I did not like the bike version, which is what you bought it for.
Which is exactly what I bought it for.
And,
I think that there's a lot of things talking about the tension setting and that it's just not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough tension for Dave.
Yeah.
Like, he's too strong. If you are 65 and you're feeble.
The one I have can get pretty, the tension can get pretty tight. I don't know.
Nice and tight.
Tensions be tight.
Professional wordsmith down here. Talk for a living. So I don't know. It might be worth trying. It's just something to. But I think you'll use it a couple times and then just forget about it.
Well, you think how you give it five bowls of cream of wheat?
Yeah, exactly.
On a scale of cream of wheat bowls, how many do you give it?
Probably just two.
Just a soggy two.
Soggy
two.
All right, Al Beck. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, that's a bad sign if Al has one.
I give it five bowls of cream of wheat.
I'll be honest. If Al had one and he came in here and all of a sudden he was like chiseled,
yeah,
I'd be like, holy, whatever Al's doing, do it. It's like when James lost a crap ton of weight in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
He went from like normal James and then all of a sudden he was like skinny James.
Went from big fat fatso James to almost a hunk James.
And then I was like, what did you do? And then we all started doing
counting
it.
Points, yeah.
This is, yeah, food related.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
I didn't even exercise much.
No.
I just changed what I was eating.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm now that it's actually here, I may give it a shot just to see.
Might as well.
I
should try.
Look, I can return it and just say it doesn't work.
Yeah. 100 pounds, though.
It's a lot.
It's more of a workout just to get the damn box open.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Sure. You might as well just lift it and put it down. Lift it and put it down about 20 times. Might be better for you.
Yeah, it probably would be.
What you need to get is a health rider.
What's a health rider?
It's that thing that looks like you're making love to the air.
Oh, yeah, you're air effing.
Your dad had
one. My dad had one.
The Tony Little, the guy that jumps
Tony Little.
Shows?
Tony Little.
Teach you how to bang. Yep. I don't have one of those yet. Maybe that's coming soon.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.